Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Well, welcome to another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show. I'm so glad that you've joined us today. We're going to be going through what we call the estate planning life cycle today. And I mean that I have my other two attorneys in the studio with me, Danielle Olero. Welcome, Danielle.
Hi, thank you.
And Richard Glinsky.
Good to be here.
And myself, Paul Grant. We make up Planning with Purpose. We're down in Linwood, Washington. We have a presence up north in Bellingham as well. And really throughout the Pacific Northwest, the one thing that maybe COVID did was it made a lot of small businesses turn into more technological companies. And so over the past couple of years, we've obviously needed to branch out. It has been a requirement, actually, of most small businesses, specifically for personal service businesses like ourselves. And so we are able to actually help people throughout Washington State, and we can typically do that on Zoom in secure ways and do the whole process without ever really needing to come to the office. Although a majority of people still like to come and shake our hand. Be careful. A couple of us are huggers, so you just never know what you're going to get when you walk into the office. So today, what I'd like to do is just go through our process because it is very unique. As a matter of fact, I think our experience as attorneys, and specifically estate planning attorneys, is that not many people give much thought, not many attorneys give much thought to the actual process and how to guide an entire family through a process versus many estate planners are very good document producers. And what do we mean? We mean that you walk into an office, someone will interview you, they'll take information about your kids and about you, and they'll plug it into typically a pre-designed form, a templated form. And what we see is that those forms have very little opportunity for true success in estate planning. So we have kind of pushed that to the side, and our objective is to really create a plan that mirrors the vision that you have for your family. And that's really the most important part, is that it's our encouragement that listeners would stop their life and actually take the time, think through and pray through, what does it mean for me to have a vision that when it's my turn to leave this earth, and hopefully you've given your life to Jesus Christ, are born again, and that your salvation is secure, and so you know exactly where you are going. If you have not, and you've stumbled across this station by happenstance, you can simply call out upon the name of Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and He is faithful and true and just to come and rescue you from all that you have done and begin to turn your life around. When that happens, you'll enter into a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And with that relationship, He begins to speak to you and you begin to understand the voice and the goodness of our Creator. And I believe that our Creator desires to give you specific instructions, not just during your lifetime, but when it's your time to leave this earth, specific instructions of how to use what He has given you, your wealth, whether it's a little or a lot, and utilize it in a way that He tells you to use it. That might be leaving it to your kids. It might be leaving it to church. It might be leaving it to missionaries. It might be using it to build the kingdom of God and support family and have an entire mix. The question is, have you stopped your world and really listened to the heartbeat of God? That's our first encouragement. And so with that in mind, then we have created what we call the estate planning life cycle. And the estate planning life cycle has 8 steps for a successful estate plan, not just 1 or 2 steps. Most attorneys only do the first 2, but we actually believe that a full legacy can be left if we follow all 8. Let me give you them and then we'll start talking about them. Number one is to explore and educate. So you got to have education. You can't just walk into an office, say, I need a document. Find out what you need. A good estate planning attorney will guide you with education and information, not just tell you what you need without the foundation of understanding. We need wisdom and we need understanding. Then we need to engage and create. So actually, you have to engage. You actually have to take this information that you hear from this radio show or from other places and actually engage with somebody, because it doesn't just happen. So you got to engage. Number three is that you have to have all of your finances integrated to the plan. Because if your finances say one thing and documents say another, there's a disconnect. You must have your finances integrated with the plan. I don't care if it's a will or a trust. Those are the two most basic ways that we can ever go. It doesn't get much more complicated than that, even though those are two very complicated instruments. Those are the two tools. But we have to have all the finances integrated. Then, this is really where things start diverging from most estate planning firms compared to planning with purpose, which is now we need a continuation commitment. We need to remain connected in a relationship to ensure the changes that will come, because changes will come, that they are integrated into your plan. Then we need family education. That's number five, family reception. We have to educate the family, educate your successor trustees. That'll lead us into number six, step six, which is we know life changes and adjustments are necessary. Every day I get older. It's amazing. And so I have a funny feeling you're getting older day by day too, which means that as we continue this journey of life, that there will be things that intervene and maybe don't quite fit our picture of a perfect life. So therefore, the estate plan has to be ready and flexible enough to meet those changing circumstances. Then, number seven is the settlement system, which is what happens when someone passes away. One of the highest values, if not the highest value, that almost all of our clients tell us is that they want a smooth transition. They don't want to leave a mess behind. And in the settlement process, that's when we discover if you've left a mess. And typically, just documents will create a mess. But if we walk through the whole process in relationship, there is a greater likelihood that no mess is left behind. And then that secures a legacy, which is number eight. So let's start breaking a couple of these down, shall we? And let's uncover them a little bit more. So number one, exploration and education. Richard, what are some of the things that we do at Planning with Purpose that help people get education and right information?
Well, we have what we call Truth About Estate Planning workshops, where we actually host group workshops where families and people can come and learn about estate planning. And we do our best. I mean, I can take it with a grain of salt, right? Because here's an attorney telling you that it's going to be easy to follow and easy to understand. All joking aside, we really do our best to really boil it down and make estate planning very practical and very real life. So take it out of the world of documents and complicated legal terminology and really just make it very practicable, easy to understand, easy to follow, so that once you have an estate plan, you really feel like you understand your estate plan and have this ownership over it. Because it's your document and you understand it. And we start at the beginning and we educate people about what does it mean to have an estate plan? What types of things can you accomplish with an estate plan? How do your family dynamics incorporate and work with your estate plan?
So, Richard, I mentioned that there's really two tools that we use as an estate planner. We use a will and we use a trust.
That is
so,
correct.
So is that something that you go through in our educational sessions?
Absolutely, we do. Because it's important to understand what different tools are we can use and what do these tools do. So,
yeah, I just wrote a little blurb in a newsletter that says, when you're having your kitchen remodeled, you don't ask the question, how often are you going to use your hammer, please? I really want to know, because that'll make the difference of whether I hire you or not.
Right. Or are you going to use a paintbrush? Because
correct. As a matter of fact, very few people would have ever asked their contractor what tools they use. Isn't it amazing that they ask us what tool that we're going to use
all
the time? Compared to where you bring a contractor in, if you're remodeling your kitchen, you say, this is what I want to do. Can you accomplish it? This is really what estate planning should be. And our educational workshops help uncover some of the tools so that you can start seeing the picture of what you want. Then we will help bring in what tool we need. The tool is really irrelevant. It's what tool do we need to use to accomplish the picture. And that's really the heartbeat of our educational workshops. So let's move on. Danielle, then we got to engage and create. So that's number two. What does the engagement process look like? Because you spend a lot of time walking the firm through process for us. So you have probably your second major role, which is the first one is your settlement as an attorney. But then you take a lot of responsibility of building and making sure our firm is efficient and effective with process. So what does it mean for somebody to pick up the phone after an educational workshop? Because that's where you start, and say, okay, I want to use you guys. What's the next thing we do?
Yeah, so next you would come in for what we call a firm introduction. And so that is basically where we take that education that we've given you. We have a more personal conversation. We start to uncover some of your goals and who your family is and who you are. And then we discover kind of what a plan going forward would be. And then next you would have some counseling sessions where we would walk you through exactly.
And how many counseling sessions do we typically have?
There's one or two. So typically we'll have 2 2-hour sessions. They'll be a week apart. And so we take our time in going through. So that education that Richard was talking about earlier continues through that counseling session. And I think we can all agree that, you know, one of the biggest compliments we can receive is that, oh, I totally understand what you're saying. And yeah. And I totally understand what my plan is doing and why it's doing that. And so so that value continues through our counseling sessions. That's why they're so long. So we spend a minimum of 4 hours with each one of our clients designing their plan and making sure that it's exactly right for their family.
I mean, do we really need to spend that type of time?
I mean, in order to get to know somebody, I mean, I wouldn't say that if I was starting a relationship with somebody that, you know, 4 hours would even be enough, to be honest. So,
yeah.
So to really start a relationship and to really understand someone and know their family, I think a minimum of 4 hours, as you would with any of your friends.
Yeah, we're really taking everything that you own and we're transferring wealth to the next generation. And so if you want us to do it quick, go to a different attorney, because mm-hmm. we believe that this is serious business for your entire family. Well, we're up against a break. We'll come back and we'll join in on the next step here. And so you're listening to the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find out more information about who we are at legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts. There's upcoming educational workshops. We were just talking about that. There's ways to communicate with us. So welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, and thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memorieswworthtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memorieswworthtelling.com.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
And I have in studio with me Danielle Alero and Richard Kalinske. They are likewise attorneys with me at Planning with Purpose. And we're talking about the estate planning life cycle. We were at the engage and create. So step one, explore and educate. Step two, you got to actually do the work. And so after we go through the counseling, then we will bring you back to the office. We'll review everything, sign it. And after we sign, specifically, if we let the cat out of the bag, the truth is we use a lot of trust-based planning. We do wills, we do will packages, but by the time we really uncover what people desire and how they want to protect their families and protect from taxes, not go to probate, then it oftentimes leads us down the road to utilizing a trust. And when we use a trust specifically, it takes the next step. The next step is critically important because how you own your property is going to also dictate how your estate plan actually unfolds. Richard, what does it mean to have financial integration with your plan?
It's probably the most commonly overlooked aspect of somebody's estate plan.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's because people think that their estate plan is just going to magically do everything that they think it's going to do, not necessarily what it's designed to do. And so the most important thing in anybody's estate plan really is making sure that after everything is signed, after we've designed the estate plan and it looks perfect and accurate and you're very proud and happy of the way it's going to all unfold, well, we need to make sure now that all of your assets are properly integrated and really do what your plan said they should do. And so that's the most important thing, because really, for example, if we use, as Paul was mentioning, a trust, all we have really is an empty holding container, and we would get into that in a workshop. So all a trust is really, it's a holding container. So unless it holds your assets properly, it's really not doing a whole lot. And so the most important thing is making sure that all of your assets, whether they're your retirement accounts, your primary residence, your rental properties, your businesses, cash accounts, investment accounts, life insurance policies, I mean, you name it, it all must be properly integrated and blend together with your estate plan.
Yeah, and one of the maybe the easiest examples that we can give our listening audience and that they could relate to is that what if you have a minor child and we spend a lot of time setting up a protected trust for a minor child, but yet your IRA, the beneficiary, names the minor child. Now, all of a sudden, we're into a really difficult court scenario, believe it or not. That money is going to be under the court purview until they're 18. And then at the age of 18, the money is just given away. And that's because we didn't have the proper beneficiary to align with the estate plan as a whole. So how you hold title is absolutely critical. Danielle, lead the listeners through. Of course, we're going to run out of time like we always do. But lead us through. What does it mean? Because this is really one of the bigger deals. What does it mean to have continuation commitment? What does it mean for Planning with Purpose to have a relationship with clients instead of just being document producers like a majority of other estate planners?
So like I said before, one of our core values is to have a relationship with our clients, which means that we start with that initial 4 hours of counseling, but then we also want to invite people to come in. Once a year, we have an annual client meeting. So that's where we as attorneys get to update our clients about what's changed in the law and the taxes.
So do law and taxes change very often?
Quite a bit. And there's a lot this year, actually.
Yes, there is.
And then every year, we also send out a 15-page review of what all is in the documents that we give them, because it's in this really thick red binder, and I know all of our clients read it every night, but just in case they don't, we send them a high-level review so that as things change in their family and their finances, which those change often as well, that their plan is also reflecting what changes that they've made. And then we want to make sure that their family is also engaged, and so offering other education opportunities for them to come in with the with our clients so that they're understanding exactly what's going on in the plan as well.
Yeah, see, the estate planning process is really we give you a document, and then the next time we see you is either 30 years down the road because you haven't changed and updated anything, or you die and your kids are walking into a law office for the first time with an outdated old document and they have no understanding of what to do. They've never done it before. That, my friends, is a setup for a disaster and not a smooth transition. So what our philosophy is that by relationship, by not just giving you good legal work, but by relationship, we can continue to fine tune, adjust what needs to be done, because there are three things that'll absolutely change. Your family will change. As a matter of fact, we get about a quarter of our clients, maybe even closer to a third of our clients, making some fine tune adjustment in their plan every year. And so that's a lot of client base that are making family adjustments. It moves and it changes. You add grandchildren and you want to add them in the family list. You one child has a health issue that we need to know about, so it might adjust something. You decide that you want one charity over a different charity years down the road because you've had a change of heart or you've changed a focus. All of these things need to be adjusted. And with relationship, you'll actually call us. But if you have to pay an attorney an hourly rate and you have to go back to their office and do all this other stuff that makes the process fearful, you actually will never do anything and your plan will continually get old on the family side. Not only that, but taxes and law constantly change. And you know that intuitively, but yet we ignore it. So in our system, we don't ignore it. And then lastly, our experience as attorneys continually changes. I bet that if you came to Planning with Purpose, that you would look at us and you would probably hope and expect for us to continually get better at our craft and knowledge. Well, that does happen. So do you get the benefit of our adjusting and our growing? In a typical estate planning model, the answer is no, because you have your document. So therefore, relationship is absolutely critical. Look, we can be the best attorneys in the entire Pacific Northwest. Now, we don't have an award telling us that because you actually pay for those, but we could be that good. And yet, any plan that we create will begin to wear down in the efficiency and the effectiveness because there are things that we simply cannot control. And we need to have a process to keep that plan at its highest level. Because here's the deal. Just tell us 30 days before you're going to die and we'll get it right for you. But if you don't know that day, and I'm not so sure I want to know that day, then we have to have the estate plan ready at all times. So relationship is critical, and that leads us into family reception. Family reception is the same thing. Is your family ready? Do they know what it means to close a trust or to even walk through the probate process if you're going to use a will? Wouldn't it be great if someone would just take a moment and teach your family about what the process would look like? Oh, by the way, that's what we do. That's the relationship process. So educating the next generation is actually very, very critical. Danielle, very quickly, you do settlements, which means that when someone passes away, you lead the family through that process. Now, we purchased a firm up in Bellingham, and we have clients that were in a more traditional model, which is, here are your documents. Let me know if you need me. Great attorney, by the way, but implored a traditional model versus our model of let's stay in relationship. When we have clients that call us that have never engaged with us and are using an older document, what is the family's experience there compared to when our client passes away? And what the family experiences in a relationship model? Because you have a front row seat to this, don't you?
I do. And I think that the experience really begins with when they call us. When you're calling an attorney or going in to see an attorney, often people are extremely nervous to come in. And so they already have their guards up when they're coming in. And so that just begins a relationship on a more rocky platform. We've never met each other, and they're just nervous about coming in. Whereas our clients, they know us, And
they've
been trained by us. They know who we are. They're calling not just a law firm, but they're calling an actual person that they've met. And we've talked about their grandkids, and we've talked about their personal lives and things like that. So when they're making that phone call, it is it's not a scary experience. And I can't count how many times people have been said, well, I am so thankful that we have, that I'm able to call you and ask you these questions. And I kind of know what's going on, and I trust you and the firm to do what's right for my family.
Yeah, it really is one of the most critical aspects of which is relationship, because we have life adjustments in there. So clients call us. We don't charge for phone calls or emails. And so there's an open communication policy that allows us to remain engaged with our clients. And then when they do pass away, what you were just talking about, the settlement system, which was step number 7, is much smoother for the whole family. That's really why we do estate planning, so that we can have a smooth transition, and so that your vision that God has given you, that's my encouragement, that you seek out your Heavenly Father and you listen to His voice, and that you implement, but you have to implement a plan that He gives you that says, this is what I want you to do as your last act of stewardship. What does that vision look like? Well, we'd love to help you. So if you have more questions, if you want to know more about us, and there's a lot of past podcasts and radio shows that we've done over the years, head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. Like I said, past podcasts, upcoming educational opportunities, because that is the starting point, and ways to communicate with us so that we can join in this relationship together, and so that we can build God's kingdom with purpose and with intent of what He has given you. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Richard, for joining us today on another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show. We will be back next week. Have a blessed, amazing week as you seek out your Heavenly Father and grow with Him in everything that you do.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.